This is Akashvani, the news read by Renuka. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said the country has witnessed rapid transformations across diverse sectors in the last 11 years, powered by the collective participation of 140 crore Indians. As the NDA government at the centre completed 11 years in office, Prime Minister Modi emphasised that under the guiding principle of Sabka Saath, Sabka Vikas, Sabka Vishwas, Sabka Prayas, the centre has delivered path-breaking reforms with speed, scale and sensitivity. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that the country today is not just the fastest growing major economy, but also a key global voice on pressing issues like climate action and digital innovation. He said that India looks ahead with hope, confidence and a renewed resolve to build a Vikasit Bharat. The government will facilitate an additional provision of 25 crore rupees for 2,060 houses damaged in border areas. This comes after Prime Minister Narendra Modi's announcement regarding additional compensation for houses damaged by Pakistani shelling in the border districts of Jammu and Kashmir following Operation Sindoor. The Ministry of Home Affairs in a statement said that the Prime Minister announced additional compensation of 2 lakh rupees for each fully damaged house and 1 lakh rupees for each partially damaged house. The Ministry has ensured swift implementation of this decision. Similar compensation will also be provided in the border areas of Punjab. Union Agriculture Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan today said the country cannot become a developed nation without achieving growth in agriculture sector. The minister was addressing farmer at the Vikasit Krishi Sankalp Abhiyan event held in Rangareddy district in Telangana this evening. He emphasized on achieving food security, increasing farmers' income and protecting the soil for future generations.
Food security sunishchit karni hai, number one. Number two, kisano ki aamdani badhani hai. Number three, nutrition food mile. Iski koshish karni hai. Aur number four, kisan bhaiyo, is dharti ko aane wali peedhiyon ke liye bhi bacha ke rakhna hai. Aisa na ke soil hi bimar ho jaye hamari. Aur isliye, abhi hum log nikle hue viksit krishi sankalp abhiyan pe.
The launch of SpaceX's Axiom 4 mission, carrying India's first Gaganyatri and astronaut Shubhanshu Shukla to International Space Station, has been deferred to Wednesday due to bad weather conditions. The Indian Space Research Organization, ISRO chairman Dr. V. Narayanan, posted on social media platform that the launch is now targeted for 5:30 p.m. Indian Standard Time on Wednesday. The mission, a joint effort by Axiom Space, NASA, SpaceX and the ISRO, will carry 4 astronauts to the International Space Station aboard a SpaceX Falcon 9 rocket. Group Captain of the Indian Air Force, Shubhanshu Shukla, as part of the mission, will conduct microgravity experiments in biology, material science and Indian space tech during the 14-day stay. Railways Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw today held a detailed meeting with the team of Integrated Coach Factory to find a practical solution to the issue of automatic door closing in local non-AC trains in Mumbai. The meeting took place in the wake of an unfortunate incident in Mumbai earlier in the day, wherein 4 passengers lost their lives while travelling on the footboard of a local train. The Railway Ministry, in a statement, said the first train featuring the new design will be ready by November this year, and after necessary tests and certification, it will be operationalized by January next year. Talking to Akashvani News, Executive Director, Information and Publicity of Railway Board Dilip Kumar said, the Indian Railways has decided to install an automatic door closing system on all new coaches being manufactured for Mumbai Suburban Rail Network. The IMD has issued orange alert for warmer conditions over Punjab, Haryana, Chandigarh, Delhi, Uttar Pradesh and eastern parts of Rajasthan for next 2 days. The IMD has also forecast heat wave conditions over northwest parts of the country during next 4 to 5 days. Meanwhile, heat wave conditions continue to prevail in the national capital with the temperature soaring to 43 degrees Celsius. Rally in domestic equity markets continued for the 4th consecutive session, with Sensex closing above 82,400 while Nifty hitting an 8-month high during the day. And with that, we end this news bulletin.